welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. I'd like to say thank you to all of our listeners. We had some feedback this week in person.
Yeah.
In a couple of locations, people talking about what they've heard on the podcast, enjoying the podcast. So we really appreciate that.
We do, because sometimes we just feel like we're talking, and I don't mind. I talk to myself all the time, but
I do too.
You know, it's good to know that people are actually listening and enjoying something that we have to say.
That's true. And it really was a good boost for us.
It was.
An emotional boost this week.
We are really kind of evaluating.
We are.
Right now about where our priorities need to be.
This business, in addition to full-time jobs, takes a lot.
It does.
To manage. And we are, as Donna said, evaluating if there are areas of our business or our life, things we're trying to accomplish, that we should suspend for a moment in time. And I don't know that we have a final answer on that.
No, but the podcast is one of those things.
It is. And this is
because it does take quite a bit of time.
It does. In getting set up, in editing, posting, follow up. So it was something that was on the, I guess, not chopping
not really
block,
chopping block,
but maybe the suspension block.
Yeah, maybe for right now until we have more time, or, you know, when the time is better. I don't know.
But then here we get at least two or more folks.
Yeah, we had some different people that mentioned, like you said, in different locations.
Yes.
This week, that they listen to the podcast and they enjoy it. So, surprise, surprise.
One person specifically mentioned they enjoy when the cats come into the studio.
Yeah.
We do have Abigail in the studio right now.
I think there's someone else.
I heard someone hopping around just outside the door.
My guess is, based on all the noise, it's probably Honeybee.
That would be my guess as well.
She's pretty rambunctious.
All of that to say we do appreciate your comments. And if you find this to be a valuable service to you in any way, even if it's just entertainment, which, I mean, we're good with being the entertainment, too. please let us know that. If you see us in person, if you can give us a rating or a comment on iTunes or any of those, Google Play, on our website, an email, a comment on Facebook, Messenger, Instagram,
yeah,
anything.
Because we are in evaluation mode right now because we have a lot of exciting opportunities.
Oh, my.
And some of those, let's just be honest, some of those may be more lucrative to us than this really is not at all.
Right. So that's the kind of thing we have to look at.
We
and
do.
Decide.
We're in kind of transition mode.
Where to invest our time and energy.
Right.
As we do that, we can also kind of give you a rundown of the things we've been doing in the last week.
Yeah, it kind of makes me tired to make a list of them.
I know.
I feel like we're not getting much done. And then when we reflect on the week, it's pretty amazing.
It is, because we both have a tendency to focus on and see those things that are not done.
Right. And we just talked about that a couple weeks ago. And I'm really working on it, but
it's hard.
It is very
hard. It's human nature to look forward and decide, oh, well, I don't have this done and I need to do that. And I didn't get the other thing done. But a short recap of our last week, I think we got a lot done.
Yeah, we kind of did, really. Plus, both of us work full time. You travel a lot.
Right.
And so you work long hours. I work really chopped up hours, but I have a full time job too.
And looking at our last week, we put together a raised bed, a 2x8 raised bed.
One can never have too many garden beds.
Indeed, they cannot. And
we had a sale.
There was a sale at Gardener Supply. And if you'll recall, in a previous episode, we talked about a keyhole garden.
Uh-huh.
And this is the same height, but a different shape.
Yeah, it's just a regular rectangle style. I don't know how. It's
2x8.
Yeah, 2x8. And surprisingly, will hold a lot of food.
It will.
And the keyhole garden, by the way, is doing fabulous. Mm. We have the best peppers, I think, we have ever had. They are just incredible. It's just full. It's still blooming. I mean, we're late August, and we have blooms and peppers like we've never had.
It is fantastic. We have sweet peppers of any size, shape imaginable. We have hot peppers of every size and shape. I'm having a grand time in the kitchen.
Yeah, you've got some fermenting or something. I don't know what they're doing.
They are fermenting. I am making a hot pepper sauce.
Looks good.
I think it will be good. It's fermenting in a couple of jars on the counter. Probably another week, and then we'll start testing it, strain it out, and it's a pepper mash style of fermenting. It's starting to smell pretty fermented.
Yeah. Well, you made some hot sauce. I assume this is a hot sauce or sweet?
This is a hot sauce. I used all hot peppers.
Yeah. But you made some hot sauce a couple of years ago, and we loved it.
Absolutely. One of the cool things about a fermented pepper sauce like this is it lasts a really long time.
I think the one that we're still using right now is like from 2015.
It is.
It's been in the refrigerator, but
it's perfectly fine.
It tastes great.
So we had that.
Yeah, so we built a bed.
We built a bed. You planted right before the rain.
Yeah, it was getting ready to rain. And when we finished the bed, it was starting to get dark even. And I said, I have seed inside, so I'm going to go ahead and plant some lettuce, spinach, and carrots. So I did that. And we hadn't been in the house probably an hour. And nice, beautiful, light rain started.
It was perfect for watering.
It was.
And what, 3 days later?
By Wednesday.
Sprouts.
Yeah, by Wednesday we had lettuce up. By Thursday we had spinach up. And today we have carrots up too.
I haven't seen the carrots.
The carrots are up too.
Oh, one can never have too many carrots.
No.
I love carrots. Then we made peach jam this week. We can hardly stock enough homemade jam to meet demand at the market. It's crazy.
And it's one of those things we do in shifts. Do a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the evening.
And it all comes together.
Yeah, we try to at least have a dozen or so to take to market. And every week we sell them, which I am happy about that.
That's incredible. But we are making as much jam as we can squeeze into the margins.
We can't do any more right now.
I have some peach puree in the refrigerator that I need to make another round of jam and finish that off. And then after that will probably be the black raspberry will be up next.
Yep.
So we keep making jam. I've made, I think, at least a couple rounds of tomato sauce for the freezer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the tomatoes are still doing great. Amish paste, which is your preferred sauce and tomato that you use for that. So
yes,
they're doing great. Every week I say, okay, I think this week I'm probably going to pull the plants, but they're still producing.
As long as they produce, I will make sauce for the freezer. I think we talked about making ketchup before.
Uh-huh.
You posted pictures of that.
Yeah, we made ketchup, which is good.
And I'm not sure what other tomato things I'll
Maybe
make.
Maybe juice.
May make some juice.
Chili mix.
Yes.
You've done that.
I have a little bit of juice left from last year, but right now I'm very focused on the sauce, the Italian seasoned sauce, because we eat once or twice a week during the winter. We'll use that for something. Pizza, lasagna, spaghetti, who knows?
Did you get your book out to readers?
I did.
Too? That's something else?
The book, The Long Road to Market. I don't know if we've shared the title yet. The Long Road to Market is out to readers. I have one copy back and have entered those edits and comments into the master copy. I have it practically formatted and starting to load that. I have a target release date.
Da-da-da-da!
All right, that was sort of a drum roll.
Oh, drum roll.
That sounds like a purr.
Well, I am not a drum.
Oh, that's true. You're not a drum.
Maybe a drum head, but...
No, I don't think even a drum head. Okay. But...
Okay.
Yay! My target release date is September 22nd. I hope to have actual print copies and the release on Amazon for you digital ebook readers. It will be Amazon exclusive. So if you are a Kindle Unlimited customer, you'll be able to download there. And I very much appreciate your support. So September 22nd for a book release. I believe you've done some maintenance around the farm too, mowing and trimming, like the usual things in addition to these extras.
To the extra stuff. Yeah, that doesn't stop, and we're getting so much rain, and we had a cool spell last week, so the grass, I had to mow twice.
Crazy.
Last week. And right now it's really hot. We went in one day on Saturday from, what, the 60s, I think, when we started the market, and by the end of the day it was in the 90s. So all those cool weather crops that I have growing up, today I started putting shade cloths over those because it's so hot.
This has been the craziest year for weather.
It has, yeah.
And maybe we say that
every
year.
It's been very wet.
This one just seems very strange.
It has been. But really, the garden's doing very well. So it seems like the plants like it.
Absolutely. Like I said, the peppers are phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Those tomatoes are rich and thick.
And we're getting some surprise spaghetti squash now.
Hey, we did.
We didn't even plant those.
It was a freebie. Gotta love that. So again, we are evaluating where we're investing our time mm-hmm. and energy. We have big plans coming up. We're going to start announcing some of those in the next podcast. But we are continuing to mm-hmm. do what we do.
Yeah, we move along each day and try to focus on the positive things. And we are so grateful to those who are supporting us. I mean, it's humbling.
It is very
and
humbling.
People, I mean, it's so weird because we go to the gas station and a lady, this happened actually today, a lady's yelling across the parking lot, "I love your scones."
That was incredible.
It feels really good.
It really does. So we thank you for everything you are doing to support us through listening, through ordering products online, reading the books, supporting us on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter, and listening to this podcast and us ramble about what's going on in our lives.
Mm-hmm. We appreciate you.
We do. Indeed, we do.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.